O Lord, let me not yearn for power seats or judgment seats, but for the towel of washing feet. Mabel Bog Sweet. There was an old German proverb. Pastor's children and Miller's cows turn out badly. Furrow brows. I have furrowed many a brow during my career as a preacher's kid. The preacher in my household was my mother, Mabel Velma Boggs. She was a formidable mother and an ordained minister in the Pilgrim Holiness Church. My brother Phil likes to tell people we grew up on Paris Island, where recruits get basic training in the Marines. The Pilgrim Holiness Church was the Marine Corps of Methodism. They just wanted a few totally committed people, and our home was one of their boot camps. Brought up a strict Methodist in the hills of southeastern West Virginia, at age 17, Mabel Boggs was converted in a parking lot after attending a revival meeting held by a visiting Pilgrim Holiness evangelist. The second oldest of seven surviving children, five died in childhood, her father, G.L., insisted that she continue her piano playing and her leadership in the Epworth League and attend the Methodist Church with the rest of the family. She responded by defying her father, who called her a killjoy and a spoil sport, among other things. But after a year of Mabel's stubborn witnessing, the entire Boggs household moved en masse to join a new Pilgrim Holiness Church plant in Covington, Virginia, a town right across the state line from the place in West Virginia where the family homestead was located. As an 11th-hour laborer, Mabel Boggs didn't bother to graduate from high school before enrolling at God's Bible School and Missionary Training Home in Cincinnati. The school had been established in 1900 by the founder of the Pilgrim Holiness Church, Martin Wells Knapp, 1853 to 1901. A Methodist minister who was unhappy with Methodism's increasing formalism and decreasing emphasis on what he called Pentecostal doctrines like holiness, healing, special revelation, and the gathering together unto him of the coming of the Lord. This is the same school William Seymour attended for a year. A Roman Catholic from Louisiana, Seymour grew up believing that visions and dreams were forms of divine communication. These special revelations inspired Seymour to seek out Knapp's school, attend his racially and economically inclusive revivalist chapel in downtown Cincinnati, and take classes for a year at his school before proceeding to San Francisco. There he started the famed Azusa Street Revival.